Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sometimes game nights get super out of control and competitive with your family.
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, depending on your personality, oftentimes people are really, really competitive. They're really serious about it.
It's funny. Raven, producer John, like, I don't, when it comes to board games in general, I'm a competitive person.
Yes.
But I don't care. Like, it to me, if there's no financial reward, I'm good.
It starts that way, but then,
Does anybody really buy that for even a moment? I don't buy that for a moment. I know
I
you.
Care.
If me and you were playing in a board game, you wouldn't be highly competitive.
I mean, unless we had money on the line. Yeah.
I doubt it.
Producer John, what happened?
It started with Scrabble, and that was fine. I was on a family vacation with my, with the whole family, right? My mom, my aunts, uncles, cousins, everything like that. We started with some Scrabble, and that was okay. We got through that. That's when we made a crucial error.
No.
We busted out the Monopoly.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be, there's going to be a fight.
So
if you want to keep it light, you got to go life.
Right.
You got to go life.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you got a puppy. Oh, you got a kid. Put a little pink thing in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As opposed to this game where you go bankrupt.
That's right.
You don't get a puppy. You go bankrupt.
It's the most like real life that there is.
It started mellow. You know, I mean, I took control of Boardwalk and Park Place early. So that was big. That was big for me. Right. You know,
you feel so. Everybody has their own strategy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know. What I mean, you know, I built up to hotels very quickly on that.
All right.
And when I built up to hotels, that's when things got contentious, because that's when I started knocking people out of the game.
Right.
You can't do that that $2,500 every single time you land. So people are falling out. Except my mom. It was me versus my mom at the end of this. She had way more monopolies than I did. I just had the big money monopolies. Mm. So we got caught in a stalemate. And it got ugly.
Okay.
It's funny because I've never played an entire game of Monopoly in my life. I don't have the patience for it. It takes too long. I don't think I ever played for real. Like,
yeah.
I think like I would start and then I would get up. I'm going to go make a snack for everybody. And then even when I was little, I was like, this game is too long and boring.
So the only way that we can play Monopoly in my house, my wife and I, is that we play it on the PlayStation. That way they handle the bank. That way it moves quickly as far as, you know, all that goes. And you know what? I still think she cheats. She beats me. I mean, my strategy is I buy absolutely everything that I land on the first time going around, all that.
That's the only strategy.
I buy it all, right? Yeah. I'm here to cripple you. I'm here to take you out.
There's some games, though, that get super competitive. I'll never forget it. My cousin Keith and his wife and my cousin Angela, they were he was stationed in San Diego.
Yeah.
So we went to go visit them and stay with them. And this is before we had kids. We were super young. We were in our early 20s at this point. And I'll never forget, we were playing Crazy Eights. And Keith just gets up and flips the table. And it was like, it was one of those moments where like he was serious, but we all just looked at each other and we like uncontrollable laughter, like tears coming down our face. And to this day, now that we play with all our kids, right? So it'll be the 10 of us around the table.
Everybody's going to bring it up.
And
he's mad every time.
Remember when Keith flipped the table?
He acts like he's got to laugh through it, but I mean, he's probably angry still every single time you bring it up.
It's so funny. Even the kids, the little ones will mimic him. It's hilarious.
They weren't even alive. They weren't there. Wow.
Yeah. All right. When was the competitive game that you have in your family that you just can't play anymore because people get nuts? Brian.
Risk. Cannot play Risk anymore. We used to have these Risk tournaments. You know, Risk is a long game. We were like really competitive. And my older brother, a big dude, made me eat one of the army pieces.
No.
I cannot play Risk anymore. I will not play Risk. I don't even want to go near those games.
Liz, I love a strategy game. Risk is long, man.
I used to love playing. I was really good at it.
Yeah.
And
if it gets close to violence, Anna, you just say it's not worth it.
Is there ever a time, though, when you play with your siblings that it doesn't get close to violence when it comes to board
true.
Games?
That's true. Any game. Go fish, anything. Right?
I don't think I ever played Risk before.
Is it a good long one? It's a war strategy game.
Oh, I don't have the tolerance to play long games anymore. They have to be done in 6 minutes or I'm out.
Well, that's part of the feeling, the glory of winning, right? Is having the discipline to see it till the end.
Mm.
Until your brother makes you eat a piece.
Brianna, what game can you not play anymore with your friends and family? It's just too competitive.
Well, actually, believe it or not, is Jenga.
Oh. Who is the Jenga champ in your house?
Well, my cousin. Mm-hmm. So he beats everyone all the time. And we're convinced that he's cheating.
Yeah.
He's just too good. He's just too good. There's no beating him. And it's not fun anymore, you know, to play with him. So we give up.
Jenga is a thinking game. It's more thinking than people think. It's not just pushing and pulling those sticks. It's a thinking game, and it is highly competitive in my house.
Brianna, do you do the thing where you write the questions on the Jenga pieces?
No, I never heard of that.
Oh, it's so fun. I've gone to a couple parties now that they do this, and I've gone to a couple bars, too, that have it. So there's a different question on every single Jenga piece. So you set it up like normal, and then when you take it out, you read the question out loud, and you have to answer the question. So also, like, gets conversation going. It's super fun and super funny, too.
I've been to parties where they put a number on it, and that's the amount of drinks you have to have.
Well, now it becomes a drinking game. Who knew Jenga was so versatile?
Yeah, very versatile.
Right.
Wow.
Kelly, what game can't you play with your family?
You know, my family is so old school, and they love the game Twister. And I refuse to play this game anymore because last time I played, I legitimately sprained my ankle, like playing Twister. And I was in a little brace for the next 3 weeks, and everybody was just so, like, I don't know, almost bragging about it.
We used to play Twister at the end of some of our parties. A couple things I noticed. First off, I think the mat got smaller.
No, we just got bigger.
Well, I know we got bigger, but I'm telling you, we played for a few years, and I'm pretty sure we had to replace one year, and the mat got a line smaller. And that's how it looked to me. The other thing was is that we also figured out that one of our friends, like in the circle, like not a close friend, but like, you know, on the kind of outer edges of the circle, her boyfriend was a total perv. We had to get rid of him. We had to get rid of him.
Because of what? The way
he'd be staring through the window watching the girls play Twister.
Yeah. What a weirdo.
Yeah, they're not all with you, man.
Yeah.
He'd be like, hold on, man. I'm just watching this for a minute. I'd be like, that's my wife.
Yeah, it's terrible. Oh, my gosh. It's also weird that I have an adult playing Twister at the end of a party. Oh, it's 11:30. Let's take out Twister.
You know what? It was great right up until then.
Until that guy showed up.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.